You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The insolvency regulator has proposed to incentivize resolution professionals for making all-out efforts for maximization of the value of stressed assets beyond their liquidation value and for their timely resolution. The move comes at a time when inordinate delays in resolution has been blamed for asset value erosion and consequent poor recovery for creditors. The Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India has suggested that the performance-linked incentive fee for value maximization be paid to the resolution professional at 1% of the amount by which the realizable value is higher than the liquidation value of the stressed asset. Similarly, resolution professionals will get 1% of the realizable value in incentive if the resolution of the toxic asset takes place within 165 days of the commencement of the insolvency proceedings. There is a provision for a graded reduction in such incentives according to the time taken for resolution. Meanwhile, the Enforcement Directorate on Wednesday carried out fresh raids on online payment gateway firm Paytm and some other agencies in connection with an ongoing money laundering probe linked to alleged financial irregularities by instant app-based loan companies controlled by Chinese persons, agencies reported, quoting official sources. They said premises linked to certain payment gateway operators, some companies engaged in these loan app transactions, and operators in around three states are being searched. A spokesperson for Paytm said the action was linked to the same matter where the agency had undertaken searches earlier this month. Reuters reported searches were conducted on the premises of PayU as well, but said the firm and ED did not immediately respond to its request for comment. Earlier this month, the probe agency had raided the premises of Paytm and two more payment solutions providers, Razorpay and Cashfree in Bengaluru. On to economy. Trade with Russia in the rupee may start soon, with the State Bank of India having been authorized to promote it. The chief of the apex exporters body said on Wednesday, Moscow is expected to name its bank to operationalize the mechanism in a fortnight. Exporters body FIEO said on Wednesday. The Federation of Indian Export Organizations President A. Saktivel said, India's merchandise exports to Russia crashed by 30% between April and July to $714 million, despite Moscow showing greater interest in sourcing goods from New Delhi. The drop in exports is caused primarily by delayed payments in the wake of Western sanctions against key Russian financial institutions for its invasion of Ukraine and logistics challenges. Once the rupee settlement takes off, exports to Russia may rise to about $5 billion in FY23 against $3.3 billion a year before, Saktivel said. Moving on, merchandise exports inched up marginally in August from a year before, reflecting a demand slowdown in key Western markets, but a sustained surge in imports kept trade deficit at an elevated level. According to the provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry on Wednesday, exports rose 1.6% from a year earlier to $33.9 billion, while imports jumped 37.3% to $61.9 billion. Consequently, trade deficit in August hit $28 billion, the second highest on record, and close to the monthly peak of $30 billion in July. Interestingly, following a cut in the windfall tax, petroleum product exports rose almost 23% to $5.7 billion against a 9% rise in the previous month. This somewhat propped up overall exports in August. On to market, fund managers across the world are gravitating to cash amid rising inflation, central bank tightening, and geopolitical tensions. Bank of America's September Global Fund Manager Survey characterizes this mood as super bearish, with allocation to cash inching up to 6.1% in August, the highest in 21 years, and well above the long-term average of 4.8%. According to the survey, the short-term pain trade is up once again for risk assets. The global growth expectations are near all-time lows and the maximum bearish sentiment prevails. The survey said that the cash levels have jumped from 5.7% to 6.1%, with record net 60% investors taking lower than normal risk. The top three tail risks are inflation, central bank hawks, and geopolitics. In India, three of the top 20 fund houses by equity assets, SBI MF, Axis MF, and PPFAS, were holding more than 10% in cash at the end of August, according to Motilal Oswal Financial Services. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.